What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you guys for joining me for episode number 4 of The Alchemy of Self. I wanted to say thank you guys for continuously listening to the podcast over these last couple of months that I have not been putting out material. I kind of went AWOL during COVID for personal reasons, as well as you guys know how I like to do my spiritual retreats. And when I'm doing my spiritual retreats within my understanding, I don't like to talk to people about that stuff because it's just, it feels unrefined and it puts an unnecessary pressure on me to come up with a way of explaining what I feel, what I understand in myself. Something I definitely wanted to bring up, and I guess we'll segue into that immediately, and that'll kick us off on our conversation, is the power of words. I've mentioned this many, many times before. Before Alchemy of Self, before the Alchemy of Self got the revamp, it's a tough thing to kind of understand if you don't study the esoteric, and if you don't understand kind of more of the concepts of occultism that are taught in some of the basic levels of understanding. Where they explain vibration and they talk about how words and the power of a word, what it is that words are, how we came about making words from symbols and how symbols were meant to represent original things. And so the connection between the thing, the symbol, and the word, and how we went from using purely pretty much symbols and things of that nature to communicate into actual sounds and things of that nature. So there's a very magical, mystical undertone to the development of language and the development of words. And one of the things that are important for us to kind of put, in our head and not even in our head, honestly, like in our heart and at the center of our being and existence, is understanding that words are limiting. Even though we can use them and do so much with them, they are limiting because you cannot think of anything that does not have a word already ascribed to it. Unless there's a word to really bring something about, there's no way for you to truly explain it. And so when I have those moments of that there's something, that I'm gaining or gathering from another part of myself, my subconscious or the aether, or some people would like to refer to it, the Akasha records or the Akashic records. Whenever I'm having these understandings pouring into me, there's no way for me to really be able to explain this. And so when I start having those periods of time where that's the way that I have information stored in me, I need to sit with it and I need to let it marinate realistically in order for me to be able to come out and say something of use that's going to be practical or that people are gonna understand that might not go over their heads. As you know, I don't hop on here to be a teacher to anybody. I don't hop on here to explain to anybody anything. I come on here to express what I've understood in a practical means so that if someone comes along and happens to hear this episode and that triggers something in them and it leads to something good, then the goal to it was complete. I don't intend to know everything. I don't intend to even know what I'm talking about most of the times. This is coming from an intuitive, very, very, it's intuitive and based on studies, but it is intuitive in the sense that where I disagree in some points with whatever it is that may be said in the occult studies, I seek more points of reference than just that one. I don't just buy into a system because I like the system. I don't have one system that I follow. I don't have one school that I ascribe to. I tried that early on in my development, and that completely actually barred me from taking in so many different gems that I would have been able to take in otherwise. And so I've actually learned to not do that. I've actually learned to be able to see from multiple perspectives the same thing. And understand that just because it is being presented to you in a different manner, it does not mean that it is inherently actually different from the original thing that you might believe, right? And I urge that a lot to people when they study religions, to see the difference between the religions, but also see the overarching themes or the overarching archetypes, which is what you should really be studying, because the archetypes is what's grounded in your subconscious mind. That's what's actually hidden. That is the hidden information. And your conscious mind just connects all of those archetypes and tries to make a reality out of the archetypes. That's why in your life, you'll always have someone or multiple people that you consider the heroes, the villains, the saviors, the whatever. You put labels on these people because your conscious mind is trying to do what it can to make sense of the world from the archetypes that have been implanted in your subconscious mind through words and through language. Now, I'm going to let that marinate a little bit. I'm going to take a sip of water. But just think about what I just said. Your mind is a makeup of the archetypes in which you were introduced at a very young age and throughout your life. Meaning that unless you've been programmed into a certain archetype, you will not be able to process certain knowledge until you have a deeper understanding of that archetype within your subconscious mind. Excuse me, stay hydrated. And so, with that being said, you understand then at that point the power of words and the power of language in being a tool of control of the minds of people. Because if you can control what archetypes are introduced to people, then you can eventually use those archetypes to guide their behavior, because that is what they've been conditioned with. That's all they know. That's what they understand. They don't know more than what you have put into their brain, right? When you, I don't know if anybody has heard of the term tabula rasa. I'm sure some of you guys have, but tabula rasa is a philosophy. I forget who it was, and I don't care much. It doesn't matter who it was. The point is, it was a philosophy that that explains that when we come into this earth, we come in with a blank slate. Okay, that's what tabula rasa means, blank slate. So when you come into this earth, you're a baby, you come in with a blank slate. Nothing is imprinted on there. The only thing that you know you kind of get is the genetic information from your mother and your father, which some would argue or could argue that it is inherently going to be that which helps you develop into who you are. But by blank slate, what he means is there's nothing in this external world outside of your parents that you know or that you are inclined to immediately. And so I don't necessarily believe in that philosophy, but it's important to understand the concept that it's pushing of that your life, as you kind of live your life, you write on that slate, or it is imprinted on that slate, what you have done, how you have lived, who you are, right? And so circling back to the concept of the word, if we are trying to think of something that is not in our tablets or that tabula rasa on that slate, it's impossible unless we experience it directly. Unless we experience it directly. And that's what I want to drive home right now. Unless we experience something directly, we are limited by our language and the language, not even just our language, but really just, I mean, obviously you're limited by your level of mastery over the language, but just the language itself is a limiting thing, because it is only as full as there are experiences of the collective to speak on it, right? And that is what makes it so difficult to speak about things like energy, things like aether, things like spirit, because so many little people have direct experiences with these things that there's no agreed upon language that would be able to serve as a reference point for people to connect, okay, the word with the idea, because not enough people have experience with the idea. They only know the word because of others who may have had experience with that actual like reality, and then able to you know, kind of in a certain way, once you process it, and that's what I mean about when I have my insights and I have to sit on them, I can't process and I can't explain to you everything that went through my mind in understanding and fleshing this idea out. The only thing that I can give you is the bare bones of the things that I can connect from what I saw to what the world or what your reference points are. And that's why I always tell people it's so important that people do the work. Because when you do the work, you will see for yourself these things. You will understand for yourself these things. That when someone else speaks on it, even if all you get is the bare bones of this kind of structure or this understanding, because you've read on it and you understand it yourself, you're able to see the bigger picture that's being tried to be conveyed. And so with that being said, the bigger picture I'm trying to convey here is we are bound by words. We are bound by our words, okay? We are bound by our words in more than one ways. Physically, and I mean physically by on the physical mental level. In other words, in our brain, the actual physical brain, the conscious level of the brain, we cannot go outside of what our subconscious already has in its pool, quote unquote, of tricks. Or excuse me, it's bag of tricks, okay? We can't. And so what do we have to do? Well, the only thing that beats the word is action. Because action actually sets forth events that could lead one to have greater reference points outside of what their subconscious understands, okay? If your subconscious is full of nothing but pop culture and modern events, you're ever going to be able to think about, all you're ever going to be able to develop in, all you're ever going to be able to flesh out is things within that arena, right? That's why when someone spends, you know, X amount of years studying something, they basically develop a lens through which they see the world that is directly defined by the actual concept that they studied, right? For example, I studied psychology. I have a master's in psychology. I've been studying psychology for a little bit over 8 years now. And I say studying because after my master's, I've never really stopped. Occultism and all of this is really just a more advanced form of psychology. It's taking psychology outside of the bounds of, you know, the natural, not even the natural sciences, human sciences, because it's how we define science right now. By human sciences, taking out of the human sciences and then applying it to a more diverse and complex field such as that of metaphysics and occultism and esotericism. So I have that lens, right? I see things through a psychology lens in a sense when I'm not conscious of it and I need to catch myself. And I'll give an example. You know, I could be dating someone and I'll overanalyze them sometimes, and I have to catch myself. I've done a lot better with it in the last few years of being able to catch myself analyzing people and just kind of like, you know, being a shrink in a sense and you know, being able to get into people's heads and stuff like that and understand how they work. That's good if you want to, you know, if you want to come from a point of empathy, but it's not really good for me because I really shouldn't be, you know, analyzing people, period. It doesn't serve me to analyze others at all. Other than for survival purposes, you should not really be sitting there trying to analyze people, especially if they have nothing to do with your life. Like, unless they're putting food on the table or they're providing for you in some sort of way, like if they're a business partner, then yeah, you should definitely know that. But if it's just a random person, okay, if it's just a random person, even just like a random friend, there's no reason why you should be sitting there analyzing, right? If there's a problem, there's a problem. Address it, get over it. If there isn't, don't address it, don't get over it, and then stop being friends. It is what it is. But the point is, you should not be sitting there worried about anything else outside of the development of yourself and the safety and the comfort of your family and yourself. And first off, yourself, and then your family. The problem becomes that, you know, because of our references where we kind of stand in our mental capacity, we have the tendency of trying to make new out of the old without adding to the old. And that's impossible. Now, I'll say that again. We have the tendency of trying to make new from the old without adding to the old. And that is impossible, right? Now, for example, I'll give the example of language right now. Right now, language being developed, it's growing, right? You could say that it's growing. Oh, yeah, it's growing. But it isn't. We don't add any new words outside of like two or three every 5 years or something like that to the dictionary. So it's really not evolving at that speed. I mean, we have so many different technologies. You know, yes, we have different things. We label things, but the true words are not being reborn. They haven't been reborn for the longest time because all these words have root in another language, in another ancient language, perhaps even to the origin of language, right? The word ma. The word ma is an ancient sound that was always related with the mother and the divine goddess. Ma'at, right? Ma. In Chinese, ma means mother. It also means horse. It also means number five. In Spanish, ma means madre, mother. You know what I'm saying? Maiden. It's always related to that aspect. And so even though our words bind us, especially in English, because English is a conglomeration of various different languages, so there's many different meanings of one word in English that can be gathered, you know, just one, how the word is written, right? Like physical etymology of the word. Two, how it sounds, right? There's words in English that have like three different pronunciations depending on the context in which that they're found. And then three, the actual breakdown of the etymology itself. You know, those three aspects of it in English can really delineate a lot of what the energy of the word behind it, or the energy behind the word is. And so we have to be careful then with the words that we use in our daily lives to define our reality. Because what you do with those words is you either create a cage or you liberate yourself, right? And I've been talking about this for quite a couple years now, but I think it's very important, especially during this time with the whole coronavirus situation, scare, whatever. It's important that people are able to tap in to where they're at on the conscious level in terms of the words they use and the language that they use to get their points across. Okay? Now I'm going to say that again. It's very important that people are conscious of the level of words or the levels that they're using words at on their consciousness level, because you could be doing a lot. You could be doing a lot, but if your mind state, you have not refined it to a point where you can choose the words that you use for particular reasons, that's why it's spelling at that point. That's when it becomes spelling, is when you're choosing the words correctly to elicit a certain effect from people, right? Obviously, that's not all spelling is, but what I'm saying is true spelling is the use of correct words, words of power, okay? Someone who is charismatic, charisma itself is there's a magical aspect to charisma. Okay, there's a magical aspect to it's called charming for a reason. Oh, he's so charming. It puts a spell on you. Charisma puts a certain spell on you because of the way that this person uses words and sound. That's really what the breakdown is. And I'm sorry to kind of be. I know some people won't want to hear that, but that's just what it is. I mean, you know, it is what it is, what it is. So, you know, you have to understand that that's what happens when you get wowed by people. They're being charismatic. You're being wowed by their charisma. There's a spell on you. And that's fine. We put spells on each other all the time, right? That's another thing. People be bugged out all the time about this stuff. But the truth is, you do spells every single day of your life, right? Your mom used to put a spell on you when she used to give you the benediction, right? La bendición, what? That's a spell. It's trying to put protection on you. You put a spell on yourself every single time you wish yourself luck, or you give yourself a pep talk in the mirror. You put yourself in a spell every single time you say, damn, I suck, man. Or, oh, wow, like, can't believe I did. You literally put the spell on yourself. So you need to be conscious about the fact that, and again, I'm saying this in a practical sense. I'm not talking about magic. Excuse me. I'm not talking about magic or none of this stuff. I'm talking about words. I'm talking about vibrations, words that you use to describe your situation, that you use to describe your life, that you use to describe yourself. Those things are just as important as any other practice of self-love that you do. If anything, it's the first most important thing that you need to almost put an inventory out of so that you understand what it is that your mentality truly is. When you look at the words that you use and you keep a track of where your mind jumps to immediately when certain situations happen, right? Like a lot of people, including myself, I still have times where I say, oh, Jesus, right? Like I use the word Jesus in shock, right? Like, oh God, you know, things of that nature. You need to be aware of those things because then you'll kind of be able to understand a little bit more about your subconscious. And remember what I told you guys very early on, even before Alchemy of Self, okay? Even before Alchemy of Self, I was telling you guys, it's important that you watch what you say, that you be careful. Now, some people take this too far and they become paranoid to even speak. They don't even want to say certain things because they don't want to screw themselves over. That's not the point. What the point is there's going to be the bigger picture. The words are representative of the paradigm of the structures. Oh, I just used the word before. They're representative of the archetypes. That's the word I wanted to say. The words are simply the vehicle through which the archetypes get expressed. And so the words that you use, you'll be able to understand your relationship with the archetypes that surround your subconscious mind, the thing that makes up your subconscious mind. You're going to be able to define that a lot better if you pay attention to the words that you use on a regular basis, to the words that you use for yourself when you're upset, to the words that you use for yourself when you succeed, to the words that you use for yourself when you fail, when you're happy, okay? All of those things, that inventory is incredibly necessary because if words are magic, and then that also means they are weapons, then you need to be careful not weaponizing those words on yourself. You need to be careful not weaponizing those words against your situation, not sabotaging yourself through your own words, not sabotaging and appealing to the aspects of your subconscious mind that helps you bring about reality to give it these negative instructions. Think about that. You're out here doing everything and everything under the sun to be able to enhance the quality of your mind, the quality of your internal existence. And yet the words, the things that come out of your mouth that you actually vibrate into existence are negative, right? Are demeaning. They're tearing you down and you don't even realize it, right? Be careful the people that you spend time around and the words that they use to describe you. That's another thing. You guys are friends with everybody, bro. You guys are friends with everybody. A friend of everybody is a friend of no one in my eyes. A friend of everybody is a friend of no one. Someone who strives to be liked by everybody and wants to be everybody's friend, that I don't trust those people. I don't trust them. Never did, never will. It's just not, the way I understand the world to be and the way that I see the world and how I've seen these people evolve, I don't trust that. And so for you, you need to be able to see the people around you, how they speak to you, how they talk to you, because they're telling you how they feel about you. You know what I'm saying? They're telling you how they feel about you. They could do X and Y and Z, but when it comes down to the words that they use to describe to you, to address you, to boost you up or tear you down, their subconscious is telling you something. So be aware of that and don't be afraid of leaving people behind. Some people deserve to be left behind. You feel me? Some people deserve to be left behind. It is what it is. It is what it is. Born alone and you die alone. The only people that are closer to you or closest to you is your family. That's the only people you should really be worrying about 100%. You feel me? Anybody else comes and goes. People live and die every day, right? People live and die every day. So don't sabotage yourself by keeping around you people who have ill intentions and whose words are ill-fated, because again, it does the same thing to you. You're allowing yourself to get programmed by these people who don't care for you truly. You know what I'm saying? You're allowing them to basically penetrate into your psyche and use that to, you know what I'm saying, to manipulate you or to make you think of yourself in a certain way. And that's what spells are ultimately. I mean, that's really what spells are. So at the end of the day, like I said, I wanted to hop on here because I think during this coronavirus, this has been a very prevalent topic. Everybody watches the news. The news has buzzwords it uses. It puts you in a frenzy. It has everybody up on the, you know, in their defenses. Everybody's scared, shitless, excuse my language. And nobody's defending themselves. Everybody's psyches is busted open, and the people in the news is just pumping fear into people. Nobody's looking around and seeing all these crazy changes that are occurring on the world around us. The technology that's being pumped out, supposedly as a response for COVID, but this thing has been waiting for them to introduce this into society. And so there's larger things at play here, people. There's larger things at play here, and the least we could do to protect ourselves from these things is really have our word match our mind state. I'll say that again. We need to have our word match our mind state, okay? That's key. Because only when we have harmony between the mind, the heart, and the word are we able to then direct our will into true action. Because we have nothing obstructing us. We have no, it is a perfect delivery system. Boom, all three are connected. Bam, it goes straight in. It goes straight in. There's no confusion, right? Creation doesn't deal in confusion. Creation only deals in creation and destruction. It either creates or it destroys. If you're confused and you don't know whether you want something created or destroyed, it's not going to listen to you. You're not going to get any results in your life for yourself. You need to know, what am I doing? Am I the destroyer right now or am I the creator? What energy am I embodying? And are my words, my thoughts, and my heart aligned with what it is that I wish to actually bring about, right? Fuck manifesting, man. It's bringing it about because you're doing the work. You're going in with your intention, with your will, and with action. Intent, will, and action aligned. It's that simple. You've been feeling down during COVID? Get your ass up out the fucking bed. Go work out. Go drink some tea. Go read one of your favorite books. Get yourself out the fucking funk. But at all means, you know, by all means necessary, get yourself out the funk. You are not, like, you know, and again, I know it's not that simple, that the way I just described it for everybody. Everybody has levels to this shit. But at the end of the day, it is your own prison of the mind that is keeping you there. That is just facts. You are the prisoner of your own mind. If you cannot dominate your mind or control it, you will be dominated and controlled by it. Believe that and take it to the bank any day of the week. So I know these times are trying. I know people are struggling. I know that the physical aspects of reality can be strenuous right now, considering, you know, budgeting, money, people being unemployed, people switching jobs, companies closing down, family members being sick. I know there's a lot. But with the world already in shambles all around us, the least you can do is ensure that your inner temple is clean and it is precise and it is on point. You gain nothing and nobody around you gains anything when your inner temple has been sacked and it's all over the place and there's nothing in order. Get yourself and your mind in order so that you could help others truly after that. But until then, get your shit in order. That's why I took a 5-month hiatus from the podcast, because I needed to make sure that everything in me was aligned so that I could understand what is the message that I needed to refine. What was the understanding that I needed to take from this whole mess? What was it that my intuition was trying to tell me? And then once I got that and once I peaked game for myself, then I could come and give a basic breakdown on what it is, that you know we're dealing with right now. This shit, for those of you that are old enough to remember 2011, was it 2011? No, I'm bugging. 2001. Jeez, it's been a while. 2001, right? That was crazy. You feel me? No, it was 2011. I'm bugging out. Yeah, 2011. The Twin Towers. Yeah, I'm going crazy right now with the whole time aspect. But yeah, 2011. For those of you guys that remember 2011, even 2-3 years after 2011, what were they pushing in the news? It was just the fear propaganda, just on a million miles an hour. Fear, fear, fear. That's all they're pushing now with the whole politics situation. Do me a favor. Get off the TV. Turn off the news for a day, for one day. Don't look at the news. Just for one day. For one day, don't look at the news. And then see how you feel at the end of the day after not looking at the news at all. And then come and call me a liar. You could leave a review. Leave a review. Be like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's out here talking all this all the time, yelling at me with his deep ass voice. It's all love, man. It's all love. I just hate seeing y'all knocking yourselves over some dumps when we have such different things to worry about. We have entire fucking civilizations to create. We have children's minds to craft. We have communities that we need to develop. You know, we have so much work to do. We have so much work to do. And those of us that are aware can't do it alone. We need as many people as we can to come in and help. Together, we got infinite amount of power, bro. Together, we got infinite amount of power. There's nothing we can't do. We've been divided. And then on top of being divided, we've been scared shitless. So they divide you and then they scare you shitless. And nobody, and then you know, you kind of just there stuck, paralyzed. Like one of those possums that plays dead. You just laying there like hoping all of this shit blows over. It's not going to blow over, man. It's not going to blow over. It's not going to blow over until you get up and you realize your power and you say, fuck this. I'm in control of my mind. I'm in control of my destiny. I'm in control of my decisions. If I'm going to do something, it's going to be because I want to do it. Not because I have this conditioning that I have to do this. This is what I have to do. Not because I have this defense mechanism. Oh, that I have to do this because of this. No. That's BS. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Your mind convinced you otherwise. That's because you let them trick you. But anytime you can wake up from that, and that's, you know, that's the call to unbind yourself from the word. Unbind yourself from the word. Remove away the words that they say and put in your own words. Put in your own language. Put in your own understanding into your head. Your spirituality doesn't have to be in English. You can speak to yourself in English and have a whole different language spiritually for you to describe certain aspects. That's power. In that, as long as you can connect it to what it is in your mind and your subconscious that you're trying to harness, there's power in there. So again, you know, open up your eyes, clear your eyes, rub them a little bit, take out whatever gunk you got to get out, and look and see. There's an entire world out here waiting for you to get up, take back your power, and put into it something, create into it something. Doesn't have to be art. People always think that the only creation is art. I can create an idea and it can transfer among people. I can create a sound, and that sound can be used by people everywhere. Come on. Be smart. All right? I just realized I'm pushing into the 30-minute mark, 32-minute mark. Sheesh. I could talk, guys. I could talk. You guys already know that. Those of you guys that have been following me for a while. And I have had a couple of things I've been wanting to hop on and chat about, so you can definitely expect me back on. Probably going to be dropping at least one every 2 weeks, at least. And it's going to be, again, you know, we're going to go right back to the routine that we were in. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep coming at the neck. I'm going to keep applying pressure because we need to hold ourselves to a higher expectation. You feel me? If I didn't care about the people that listen to this podcast, I wouldn't be out here talking about this stuff. I know this stuff already. I try to live this every single day of my life. I try to apply it in every single ways that I can. I try to refine it every single day more and more by meeting with people of like minds and exchanging ideas and understanding what it is our work is. None of this is mine. This is not, I don't have a copyright over my information. Nah, this is free. This is for everybody to use. All right. Much love, family. Peace. Ashe.